Blog Talk Radio.
If you was gonna make it, you had nowhere to turn.
Your friends wouldn't even help you. Your family wouldn't help you. But God showed his grace. He showed his mercy. Glory be to God. And he brought you from a mighty long way. He brought us all. That's why, glory be to God. That's why I love him so much. That's why I choose God over everything. Ooh, glory be to God. He brought us from a mighty long way. And I just want to say thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Father God, we come to you, dear God, thanking you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, for where you brought us from. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Father God, we just want to thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died for our sin so that we may live. Took on our sin. Christ purchased us with the price of his own blood. Oh, Father, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me, God. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing us to see another day, God. Father God, I just thank you, Father God. Glory be to God. I just thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. I tell you, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. That song just kind of messed me up right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, I ask you to bless each and every one that came out on today, Father God. Father God, open their ears, open their heart to receive your word on today, dear God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Father God, I just thank you for that, God. I thank you and I praise you because you've been so good to me, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, you brought me from a mighty long way, Lord, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for each and every one, hallelujah, that came out today. Glory be to God, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for each and every one that came out today. Father God, bless us that we come out with an open heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open the mind and a heart ready to receive the word. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, truly we thank you. For you brought us from a mighty long way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, I thank you. And I just ask you as we go forth on today to pray my strength. I pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, at your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We'll be piercing to the heart, to the mind, and to the soul. Bless each and every one that is here to receive the word on today. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Glory be to God. We're going to talk today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for Brother Dog, Brother D, if he's on, Brother Bishop Dexter. Thank God for each and every one on today. We're going to talk a little bit from the fourth chapter of Philippians. And we're going to begin around the eighth verse. Glory, hallelujah. And I'm using for a thought on today, living a good Christian life. Glory be to God. And as I was studying this lesson, you know, this lesson today is Brother Paul. Hallelujah. This is a letter that he sent to the church of Philippians. Now, mind you, and the God had this written so that we also should hear and live by the word of God. Because Brother Paul was not writing this of himself, but the Spirit of God that was in him, glory be to God, enabled him to write this message to the Philippians. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, and during the time that Brother Paul wrote this letter, he was in jail. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you know what I love about it? He was in jail, but he had joy. So he wrote a letter of joy to the people, to the brethren, to the Christians, to God's people in Philippians. Though he was bound in jail, he still had joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you look at what Paul went through today, when you look at it, brothers and sisters, we wouldn't stand. We would turn and we would go back. But even though he was in jail, he did not give up on his faith in God. That's what I love about the older patriarchs in the Bible. They went through so much, 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 much more than we go through. But they were steadfast in their faith. They chose God over death. If you kill me, you kill me, and I'm still going to serve my God until the day I die. They served God over life. Do you hear me? Over this earthly life. Because they were looking for a better place. They were looking for eternal life. And because God said he had a better place for them, they believed it. That's the thing. They had faith. They believed everything that was said to him. Now, his spirit was not dampened, because his joy that he had in Christ Jesus was true joy. See, a lot of times we go to church and we see people shouting and hollering and speaking in their native tongue. Glory be to God. But it's all fake. Some people have practiced shouting. Some people have practiced speaking in tongues. But see, my Bible tells me, and God showed me when I received the Holy Ghost, I didn't know nothing about no tongues. Glory be to God. But when I opened my mouth and began to speak in tongues, as the Spirit of God gave me utterance, glory be to God, I realized then that you cannot be taught tongues. You can learn it, and you can speak it, but it's not coming from God. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. And I just thank God for that. Paul was so wrapped up and so tied up in Jesus, nothing that happened to him bothered him. Nothing dampened his spirit that he had in God. He wouldn't let nothing turn him around. Glory be to God. Brother Paul knows where God brought him from. Brother Paul could truly say he brought me from a mighty long way. Because when we look back at Paul's life, glory be to God, when we look back at Paul's life, his main purpose was to destroy God's people. But you know what? We have such a merciful God, such a merciful God. He looked on the heart of Paul, and he saw that he could take this man that's going around killing his people and turn him around, that he would draw the main people to God. Hallelujah. So he took that man that was at one time a murderer. Look how God loves us. Paul was a murderer. But because God loved us so much, he saw the good that Paul could do for him. Hallelujah. And he turned him around. He changed him. He cleaned him up. Glory be to God. And he gave him the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Paul all of his life, once he was saved, once he was sanctified, once he was filled with God's precious Holy Ghost, all of his life he spent running for Jesus. Glory be to God. Doing the will of the Father. And he not one time did Paul turn around. See, we be saved for so long, we'll turn around and go back into the world. Brothers and sisters, I just want to tell you there is nothing out in the world for you but destruction and death. There's nothing out there in the world that is going to save you. Paul had true joy and happiness in Jesus Christ. And when you got true joy and happiness deep in you, just the thought of God will make you begin to feel all right. Just the thought of Jesus Christ will make you just want to shout and holler glory, hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I tell you one thing, brothers and sisters, you can't be a phony. You have to be real. The thing that we have to remember, well, as man look on the outside, you can put up a pretty good face with the outward appearance, but we got to remember, God don't worry about your outside. He look at the heart. He know your thoughts. And if you're not real, he already know it. Glory be to God. We can fool man, brothers and sisters, but we can't fool God. I don't care what extent we try to go to. We cannot fool God, for he made us, and he know all about us. Glory be to God. So now, you know, Paul built up a lot of the churches. He built up the church of Corinthians, the church of Philippians, the church of Ephesians, the church of Galatians. Paul built these churches and set a pastor over these churches that the word of God can go on. So Paul had a special love for all of these churches. He also had a special love for all of God's people. Paul was sent to preach to the Gentiles, the people that was not a people in the eyesight of the Jews, in the eyesight of the Pharisees, in the eyesight of the Sadducees. The Gentiles was not a people. They was a nothing. Because they was not a pure bloodline. They had different genes in their blood. Their forefathers was of different nationalities. So they wasn't considered a people in the eyesight of the Jews. They didn't want to have anything to do with the Gentiles. And they didn't want to have anything to do with the Samaritans. But look at God. See, Jesus looking on us because God made us all. And he sent Paul to preach the word to the Gentiles so the Gentiles could be saved well. Glory be to God. And I think that has a lot to do why so many people love Paul. But look. Paul walked in power. It wasn't just words. He didn't just talk, but he showed his faith. Glory be to God. Though he was beat, he was handcuffed. He was beat all while he was in prison, but he kept his faith in God. They could not shake his faith in God. They could not take the joy that he had. For you know, there's a song that goes, the joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Glory be to God. And that's the way Paul was. The joy that he had on the inside of him, The world did not give it to him, and the world couldn't take it away. He served a God. Hallelujah. He served the God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of us all. Glory be to God. And Paul, when he looked back where he came from, he had a reason to go running. Glory, hallelujah. He ran, hallelujah, for wherever he needed to go to give the word of God, to give somebody a reason to be saved. And this is the way all of God's people should be right now. Now, Paul had a relationship with Jesus Christ. We should have a relationship with him. For when we have that relationship with him, when we pray to him, well, he's going to come running and he's going to take care of us. Now, mind you, brothers and sisters, everything is not going to be honey, honey all the time. Everything is not going to be sugar and candy. We're going to have to go through some things. We have to remember when we're going through our trials and our tribulations, we have to look back and remember what Jesus went through for us. Glory, hallelujah. He did it because he knew his Father loved us and wanted us to be saved and to be with him eternally. So Paul loved God so much, he took on all these problems and the trials and tribulations that Paul went through. Hallelujah, we're not going through anything compared. But every challenge that Paul encountered, he took it on, and he was able to overcome because of his faith in God. He was able to overcome and continue to rejoice in the Lord. Now, we're going from Philippians 4 to 8. And I just, chapter 4, we're going to start at verse 8. And we're going to go over to, if I'm not mistaken, verse 13. Glory be to God. We serve such an awesome God. And we're talking about living a good Christian life. You know, we can live a good Christian life if we choose Jesus over the world. We could live such a life that would be so good to our body, to our mind, to our souls, if we would just choose Jesus Christ. If we would choose to give up that world and turn to the one that created you. Glory, hallelujah. And continue to look to God for everything, not just some things, but for everything, we should look to God. Now, I'm going to read these few verses, then we're going to go back and talk about them. Therefore, verse 8, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. Finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, and this is where we're going to start, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at the last, your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And when I looked at that, glory be to God, I saw that this morning, and it just stayed with me. Glory, hallelujah. See, while we don't want to go through anything, Paul was ready and prepared to go through whatsoever trials and tribulations that he had to go through. And in the process of going through, he continued to worship, to serve, and rejoice in God Almighty and in the Lord Jesus Christ. He continued to live the life that God had set for him to live. See, God didn't only set a life for Paul to live. He set the life for us to live. But we won't try. We don't study. We don't want to walk in the way that God has us to walk. Because if we walk the way God has us to walk, then we can't do our own thing. Glory be to God. And while we are worried about doing our own thing, we should worry about where are we going to spend eternity. Because the world can't give you eternal life, but it can give you eternal damnation. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, let us focus on meditation, on meditating on things that are true. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So let us think about the things that are true. He said, whatsoever things are true. Now, not on how you can take the truth, because the truth is not what you want to hear or what you want to embark up on. We take that truth and not tell the truth, make a lie out of it, and make it believable so much that you can deceive people. Brothers and sisters, I just want to say that that is the work of the Antichrist. God don't want you to take the truth and change it. See, a lot of times you feel like if you tell the truth, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Yes, there will be repercussions. But mind you, in the end, that truth will give you a way out, because the truth will make a way for you. Yes, it might hurt you. You might suffer repercussions from it. You might be lectured or scolded for it. But in the long run, the truth is the best thing for you. The truth is all that is in harmony with eternal truth in creation and revelation. So the truth, see, we don't serve a phony God. We don't serve a false God. We don't serve a homemade God. We serve a God that we know created himself. We serve a God that we know has all power in his hands. And we serve a God that cannot lie. Everything that comes from the mouth of God is the truth. But he's a God that knows all, and he's a God that cannot lie. So why would we go to God and tell God something that he already knows is not true before we even open our mouth? Why would we go and deceive our brethren? That is not the spirit of God. Then we'll get up in church on Sunday, and oh my God, we'll give such a testimony. Everybody wants to shout, but God knows the heart. God knows the mind. God knows everything you're doing is not to his praise. God knows you sitting up in church, nothing but letting letting Satan use you. Nothing but the devil out of hell. When we give our spirits over to the devil, we're giving up eternal life and accepting eternal damnation. So why? I feel like, and I tell people, if you're not going to tell the truth, just don't say nothing. If you don't open your mouth, you can't lie because nothing is coming out. But some of us have gotten so deep in untruth, so deep in not telling the truth, so deep in deceiving people until we get to the point that we don't know the truth ourselves. Who would want to be in that type of predicament? God will not accept a liar. Our Bible tells us that God hates a liar because God is truth. And he said in his word that we should serve him. We must serve him in spirit and in truth. So why go to God's people with lies? See, we thank God that he is merciful right now, because when you think of someone going to God's true man of God or woman of God, I'm not talking about somebody wearing a name and not true, not even living a life in the open as a just man of God, but behind doors doing everything under the sun. Brothers and sisters, God sees. Glory be to God. That if God was not a merciful God, look what he did to Ananias and Sapphira. When they lied, Peter said to them, while it was yours, you could have kept it. Why are you lying to the Holy Ghost? You're not lying to me, but you're lying to the spirit that's in me, which is the spirit of God. Why are you lying to the Holy Ghost? So the men's at the door. We'll pick them up and take them and bury them because God dropped them dead right there. Brothers and sisters, we better thank God every day of our life that he shows mercy on us, because if he did us like he did back then, oh, glory be to God, how many of us would be listening? How many of us have went to church and lied backwards and forwards to the pastor, the man of God? We do have a few true men of God. Glory, hallelujah. And then we also have sheep in wolves' clothing. That's why we should be true, so we will be able to know him that is not true, that is not of God. Glory be to God. God is true. So if we are going to be true Christians, true children of God, searching and looking for the kingdom of heaven to live forever, the kingdom of God, then we should speak the truth, even if it hurt us. we should speak the truth. The man, woman of God should speak the truth no matter who you tell me. I don't care if it's your mother or your father that you see is playing and not in God, playing with God. You should tell them this is not the spirit of God. You need to come up out of this and get into your Bible and read the word of God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study, study, study. And why would you study to show yourself approved? Because while you studying, you're going to take on that spiritual life that God has set out and laid out for you. You're going to take on that life, and that old man is no more. So if you study the word of God, then you will receive the Holy Ghost, and truth will prevail over a lie. Glory be to God. When you get to be a child of God, you have to tell the truth even if it hurts you. You have to tell the truth even if it's your own child. You have to tell the truth even if it's yourself. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and if profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. May be perfect. What perfects you is doing the will of God. What perfects you is being obedient to God. What perfects you is worshiping God. What perfects you is walking upright in God. What perfects you is drawing God's people to him. Hallelujah. See, when Paul said, walk as I walk, as long as I am walking in the way of God, and that was not the way the verse was put, but that is exactly what he meant. Follow me as I follow God. That's what he said. And see, this is what God's people should be about. Let the sheep follow you as you follow God. But don't you preach one thing to the sheep? Yes, they didn't know the word of God. Don't preach one thing to the sheep and live a different life. That will profit you nothing but a ticket straight to hell. If we say we are children of God, brothers and sisters, if we say we are men and women of God, let us walk in the way of the Lord. Let us talk in the way of the Lord. See, when God cleaned you up, all that cursing that you was doing, all that talking down and mistreating people and causing people to do things like commit suicide. See, we don't understand, because if we did, we wouldn't do it, that the tongue is a powerful thing. If we are children of God, we would think before we. And if you don't know how to talk to a person or what needs to be said, God, hear your thoughts. Ask him, Lord, how should I speak to this person to help them to understand what you would do for them? But we choose to say we are saints of God. And as soon as we walk out the door and get into that world with our friends and our enemies, the way we talk changes, and the way we walk changes, even our thought changes. But once you truly, truly receive the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to say you will never fall, but you will get up repenting and seeking to walk the straight and narrow, asking God to keep you, that you won't ever stray from him again. God knows we're going to fall sometimes. Glory, hallelujah. God said David was a man after his own heart. He saved David long before he died. He already said David was going to be with him, even during the time after he had Uriah killed. God knew that David was going to be with him, but David had to pay for what he did. Glory be to God. And David was just enough to suffer through it and continue to praise and worship God, because when God forgive you, you are forgiven. Don't worry about man forgiving you when you've done something. It's God who you want to forgive you, for he is the one can save your soul or destroy that soul. Glory, hallelujah. So we need to want to walk upright for God. Whatsoever is honest, all things are decent and honorable and Christian. Everything pertaining to God is honorable. If we're walking upright, if we're thinking in a way that God wants us to think, thinking love, thinking of ways to help someone, thinking of how you yourself could do better. Even though you're walking upright, Lord, I want to just do whatsoever you have me to do, because I'm seeking the kingdom of God. It's my will, God. It is my prayer, God, that I will be with you eternally. You know what? We have got to start thinking about our eternity rather than thinking about what I'm going to go on and do what I'm going to do, and I'll get saved one day. Or I have backslid, so I might as well just go on right now. God will forgive me. What if you leave this earth before you open your mouth and repent and ask for God's forgiveness? So we have to be careful. All things that are just, whatsoever is just, everything that is righteous. If it's just, it's righteous. So we want to be righteous. We want to be what God would have us to be. We want to be pleasing to God. We should seek every day of our lives to please God. See, Paul was not worried about being locked up in jail, being shackled, being beat. He wasn't worried about that. He was worried about eternity. He was worried about being with God. So what did he do? He didn't eat and argue. He didn't fight. He didn't fuss. He humbly took the beating that was given to him, though he had did nothing to cause the beating. The only thing that Paul did was to tell people about God. Tell them about Jesus Christ. Tell them about the Holy Ghost. See, when you get where you would tell people about the Holy Ghost, then you run into conflict, brothers and sisters, because people don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it because they don't want to stop doing the filthy things they're doing out in this world. But brothers and sisters, remember and please believe, the world cannot save you. The only one who can save you is Jesus Christ. He's the one that pays the price for you. Glory be to God. He paid the price to turn you back to the Father. And God gave us his Son. He said, you cannot get to me except by my Son, Jesus Christ. So when think we're going to trip in the back door in house to God, you're wasting your time and you're wasting your breath. Because if you don't go through by Jesus Christ, you won't get in. And if you got your mind set on, well, I'm going to tell God this, but I'm not ready for it. If you're not ready, don't try to tell him because he already knows it. See, we try to deceive God. We can't deceive the one who made you. You can't deceive him because we walking around saved and unsaved with the Spirit of God and what can you do that God don't already see, know, even if it has not happened? Titus 2:2 said that the aged man be sober. In other words, not drunk, not intoxicated, grave. In other words, serious, considerable, temperate, having self-control. Now, you see older men, even today, keep up as much records as a 19 or 18 or 17-year-old. 65, 70 years old, and all you know how to do is keep up a lot of records. No one can talk to you because your temper is so bad. But our Bible tells us to have self-control and have sound faith. What is sound faith? If you have sound faith, you're going to believe everything that God says, even if the thing in front of you is trying to show you something different. No matter what it is, you still got to believe in God. Look at the three Hebrew boys. They were thrown in the fiery furnace, but they had sound. They trusted that God would take care of them. And what is happening to us is not God, because this fire can't harm us, because God is the one that made the fire, and he's the one that can consume and take the fire out of the fire. Glory be to God. That is sound faith. They didn't go off into that fiery furnace crying and kicking and begging. They went in there in the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. They went in there knowing that God was going to see them through. And if he didn't, they said, we know he could. That's what I call sound faith. Not afraid to walk, hallelujah, in your faith, even against the adversary. They were not afraid to walk in their faith because they knew that the God that they served was just and able to protect them and bring them out of that situation. Glory be to God. How many of us have that much faith in God? That's what you call that sound faith. That's unwavering faith. That faith that don't stir things happen. That faith that don't stumble when things happen. That faith that don't get all consumed in fear when things happen. Glory be to God. You know, we have to think like Brother Joe, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of us bless the Lord when we're in the midst of a hard trial? How many of us bless the Lord when we don't see our way out because we don't see past what's happening in front of us? We don't have the faith of the things hoped for and the evidence of the things not seen. If we had that faith, we hoping to get through this situation. I don't see how, but I trust God. How many of us have that faith and trust the living God that much? Don't you know we serve a powerful God, an all-knowing God, a God that keep us from all hurt, harm, or danger, the God that carry us through the fire? Glory. Look how many people been in a car accident and should have died. But the God Almighty, the God that we serve, saw fit that they didn't even have a scratch. Glory be to God. Look how many people have fallen off a mountain, off a building, and didn't have a scratch. God saw fit to keep them alive. Where Philippians 4:9 says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, this is Paul talking, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. See, Paul spent his time walking upright before God, trusting him, doing the will of God, setting up churches, bringing people to God, sending up pastors over the churches, sending up deacons, glory be to God, doing all of this work, going from country to country, from place to place, doing the will of God, suffering many things, but it did not deter him from doing the will of God. Even though he went through trials, fires, he went through things, Paul did not stumble, and his faith did not waver. So now we read and hear the word of God, but do we practice living them? Do we practice what we read in the Bible? See, when you read this Bible and read this Bible, and that word began to get into your spirit, you begin to practice doing, walking in the way that God wants you to walk. You begin to practice talking in the way that God wants you to talk. You begin to practice doing the things that God wants you to do. And he set it before you in the word of the book. We read it, we hear the word of God, but do we practice living where God is teaching us? We hear the word preached and we forget it. Somebody was saying that yesterday. We hear the word preached and before we even get to the church door, we'd have forgot everything the pastor has said. But if we practice living as God instructed us in the Bible, in other words, if we are obedient to the word of God, we will lead our brothers and sisters and we will not faint. And we will have joy, not sorrow. We will be obedient to God, and in our obedience, that is pleasing to the Almighty God. Because when we are disobedient, and I have said this before, when we are disobedient to God, that is a sin, brothers and sisters. When God tells us to do something and we refuse to do it, that is disobedient to God. And that is a sin. And God is not pleased with that. And see, we think it's funny. We think it's cute. But God told me this and I didn't do it. But don't you know that's a strike against you on judgment day? When the book is open and God began to read your life out to you, brothers and sisters, I sent you so-and-so. I told you to do this and that, and you refuse to do it. Glory be to God. Let us be very, very careful in the way we think and in the way we do things, because remember, though God let us continue to walk this earth, he leave us here to still give us a chance to get it right. Some of us don't want to get it right. We want to live in the right now. But we should be living like Brother Paul, day by day. We should be living to make it to the kingdom. We should be living to make it to the kingdom. Then he said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, excuse me, I have learned whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. So though Paul was in jail, he wasn't sitting up in jail wishing for nothing. He was in jail doing the will of God and rejoicing in God through all the things that he was going through. See, God was punishing Paul for killing off his people, but yet Paul was saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy, precious Holy Ghost, and he was led by the Spirit of God. It was nothing of himself, and he was glad to do it. He was proud to do it. He was happy to serve God, whether he was chained or whether he was free. So he learned whatsoever state he was in to be content. Now look at us, brothers and sisters. We are not content in nothing. We could have everything we want and we still not content. Lord, you could give me this and give me that and give me this. Asking for everything but the Holy Ghost. Asking for everything but the eternal life. Don't know how to be content within yourself, within the Holy Ghost. Don't know how to be content in God. But he didn't ask for anything in praising God. And his joy was writing these letters to the churches so they could continue to walk in God, to look to the hill, to praise and worship God. Now, during all this time, Paul was in jail and he stated, I am content in the state I'm in. He wasn't even worried about getting out of jail. He was concerned about doing the will of God. So he was content. He was not complaining. You know how we are today. We complain about everything, brothers and sisters. Be it good, be it bad. No matter what God give us, we still complain because we feel like we can have more. And if he don't give us anything, he give us the Holy Ghost, we don't even realize right then and there we got it with us. Glory. That's why we should be able to say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. But a lot of us can't say that because we don't have no joy. We have given our, we've let the world take away the joy that we would have, could have, should have had. We let the world take it away. And so we need to look at it. The song said, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. That's when you have that sound faith and you walk in the way of the Lord. Philippians 4:12-13. I'm going to read both of those verses. I know how to be abased. In other words, I know how to be humble. And I know how to be abound. I know how to be lifted up. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be filled and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. 13 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, he said he knows how to be humble. Brothers and sisters, a lot of us don't have a humble bone in our body. Glory be to God. You have people that absolutely will not say, I'm sorry, will you forgive me, to save their life. That is not the Spirit of God. Even though you're mistreated, you still got to be humble. Don't fight back. Don't talk about it, people. Let them do what they do, but you pray. You pray. Not only for yourself, but pray for them. Ask God to save them. Don't pray for their destruction. That's not your job. You pray so that man can live. Glory be to God. So we got to learn sometimes, even though you're not in the wrong, sometimes you just and let the next person be right, even though they're wrong. That's bearing your brother's burden. Sometimes you have to take it. And when you take it, God may not do it right then, but he's going to take care of you because you did what he wanted you to do. How to be abound. How to go about helping people. How to give the word of God. How to walk upright before God. Not put yourself on a pedestal, but be the man of God. But see, when God saves us, and we realize we can preach pretty good, we can talk pretty good, we set ourselves above everybody else, and we try to set ourselves next to God. Brother and sister, come to yourself, because that won't be happy. No man is that happy. We have to always remember, and I know we never think about it, we made from dust. God said, from dust we came, to dust we will return. Glory be to God. I had a preacher that asked me, I don't know if he called himself testing me or not, or what. Well, you know, isn't he going to give us a body to go to heaven? I said, your body ain't going nowhere, but that spirit will go to heaven if you're going. God don't want this dirt divided. It's dirt. But what will stand before God in judgment is the spirit that lives in us. Because that spirit cannot die. And I pray everybody that hear me on this line, their spirit will one day be with God and not burn in hell eternally. Nobody wants to even think that way. Nobody. So now we need to know and to be abound. When God sets you up and people acknowledge you and hear the word and you can preach and it's just shouting all over the building and the people receiving that word and showing respect for you, keep yourself meek and humble. That's what we got to do. Because I don't care how well you preach. I don't care how well it was received. It was not you. That word came from God, and we need to treat it like it. Don't lift ourselves, but lift up God. So be content in our Lord. He is so grateful, gracious. He's gracious to us. And in God's graciousness, we have the key to a peaceful life in God's graciousness. Because even though we have a lot of turmoil in this world, we have peace with God. All the things that go on around us, we still should have peace with God. When things happen and everybody running and hiding, and I be looking, I'm like, what's going on? You know, even a bad storm, people want to run and hide. And I'm like, if God wants you, he's going to get there anyway. So where can you hide? You can run all you want, but there is nowhere you can hide. Glory be to God. See, God is so gracious. Look how many people have even written about how they was in their car and the tornado came and split and left them right there and went back together and kept going. Don't you know that was God's doing? God don't save you for nothing. He saved you to do his work. And that's what we need to do. Let us stop fussing. Let us stop fighting. Let us stop talking about each other. Let us learn how to talk in general. When we get off the phone or when we get out of church and get among our friends, don't stop praising God, and every word come out of your mouth is a cursing word. There is not one word in this Bible that you will find is a cursing word. God don't teach you how to curse. God teaches you how to walk upright and to serve him in spirit and in truth. So I thank God for that, and I truly hope someone got something out of that message, living a good Christian life. And you have a lot of people say, well, I'm a Christian, and ain't living like nothing. If you're a Christian, act like it. If you say you're a Christian and you're not saved, seek salvation. Seek the Holy Ghost so that God can keep you. Glory be to God. So let us watch what we say, what we do, how we do it. First of all, how we love one another. Not talk about, but love. For God is love. And at this time, I'm going to take a few minutes, and I'm going to open the floor. Anyone who have any questions or have a testimony or just want to tell about something that's happened in their life or just whatever you want to do, we're here. We're here to answer any questions you might have, and we're going to do it God's way. Everything that we do gonna be pertaining to the word of God. And I'm gonna take a few minutes and I'm gonna be quiet and the floor is open.
No hands, Sister Marion. We got a good crowd, but no
hands. I couldn't get my mic on my phone and want to cooperate, but as always, Brother D is here. I always have something to be thankful for. Amen. First, I want to give honor to God, who's truly the head, author, and finisher of our faith. And when she says that anyone there that have a testimony or just want to say something, I say again, as always, if I can't think of nothing else, I can thank God for just allowing me to wake up this morning. I can truly say he just gave me my greatest blessing on this earth when he allowed me to wake up this morning. And then he allowed me to fellowship with my family this morning, finding that they're doing well. Yeah. Those are blessings that there's nothing he have to do, but there's just so much he want to do for me. And I just like to tell God, thank you. He allowed me to come in this evening, even though Brother D was running late. He allowed me to come in and hear another word from the Lord.
Amen.
When you hear a word out of the 66, you should eat it, digest it. The Bible says it may be bitter going down, but it tastes like honey once you get in. And that's how we should accept God's word. As sweet as the honey in the honeycomb, God is truly good. I just thank him. I thank him. Thank him for the word today. Thank him for life, health, and strength. Thank him for one day looking down on no good nothing. Wasn't fitting to live and truly wasn't worthy to die. But I just thank God that he's so fit. And then I thank him for allowing my years to continue to roll on. We find that people are dying every day. Some you even know, some you grew up with, some you find as old as you are, and some is even younger than you are. But then I was privileged to talk to one of my coworkers this morning and told me how a young man had started a little altercation with him in the car. And he said, man, I got my mother and my niece in the car. I ain't got time for that. And he said when he pulled up to the red light, the guy zoomed in front of him and jumped out of his car, ran back to his car on his mother's side of the car and told him, said something else, and with his hand under his shirt. And he said, he looked at him, he said, man, I ain't on that. And he drove off. And he thank God for a level he.
Mm-hmm.
He told me the morning, he said, I was trying to do all I could to de-escalate the situation. We should be jumping for joy right now. There's
Amen.
A soul that's living on versus a chance of a soul being snuffed away from here. And when you see stuff like that, it just makes you want to tell God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
you don't
Lord.
Owe me anything, Amen. But you saw fit to free my soul one day. I was sitting there humming as you were teaching. See, someone said, this joy that I have, he said, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I heard Monty when she said, this body is dirty. It's dirt, and that's what it's about it going, back to dirt. God going to deal with what's inside. The Bible says, what goes in don't defile man. He says, what come out that defiles a man.
Amen.
I thank God. I just truly
thank
God.
Lord.
As always, I ask that you all pray my strength in the Lord as I pray for you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother D, for those words. I tell you. Now, that testimony he just gave for the man that was having the problem with the man in his car, that was a blessing. That's what I was talking about when I said self-control. See, he had self-control, and he had his mother to watch out for. He didn't jump out of that car fighting and hollering and cursing like a lot of us would do. He humbled himself. And he went on. See, just the fact that you humble yourself could have saved a life. That's why I tell people, don't be so quick to get mad. Think. A lot of people don't want to think. They just so quick to rile up. So while you riling up, that could be your last time, whereas you could have stayed calm and avoided the problem. Amen. Thank you, Brother D, for that. Is there anyone?
And I, Mary, I just want to say I've enjoyed the teaching message on today. I was just thinking when you were talking, I was thinking about an old song that said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank
All
you,
right.
I thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more I just think about how good God is. And, you know, I just thank him for waking me up this morning. I thank him for keeping me all day long.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when we talk about God keeping us all day long, have you ever thought sometimes we may miss a moment or two or something, but God don't miss a moment at all. He keep us continuously all day long. And I tell you, he has helped me from the beginning of the day all through the day. I was on the expressway, and a car zoomed right around, could have went right into me. But God bless what a car just stalled out a little bit.
Amen. Amen.
And I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And when you said give a testimony, oh, it may not seem like much to somebody else. But, oh, I thank God, because so many people are going into judgment. So many people are dying.
That's right.
God spared me. And as you were teaching, you know, you gave me a sound understanding of sticking even more with Christ. I said, I'm going to run the balance of my days and balance of the other days he gave me. Because I thank him each and every day. You know, the easiest part, as my cousin D told me early this morning as we were talking, he said the easiest part or the hardest part, I think the easiest part of my day is just getting up.
Getting up.
All right, now.
That's it. That's right.
And God got the rest of it.
Amen.
Thank God for the testimony, brother. Thank God for the testimony. Because I tell you, when we set on our testimony, we don't know who might need to hear it. Sometimes our testimony helps someone else. So we don't know who might need to hear our testimony. So let us, you know, think about it. I'm not forcing you, but think about it. If you have a testimony, don't hold it. Because you know what? Mm-hmm. Your testimony is to tell someone else, because you might be helping someone else in the same predicament. I have Bobby Cole on the phone. The floor is open, Bobby Cole.
Good evening. Good evening to everybody's on the mic.
Yeah,
I like to say that, you know, for you to come forth and bring the word to a lot of people, you got a lot of people that's afraid of the word. People are afraid to open up to come on
that's
here
right.
and voice their opinion and tell about their testimony. It's a blessing for each and every one of us to wake up and not in the hospital, not in jail, not in the casket.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
right.
it means a whole lot for a person to take their time out to come on here and give you the word. The word is so powerful, that's why a lot of people run from it. They're afraid of the truth, listening to the word. I mean, even when in the Bible days, they ran away from him speaking the word. And every town, every town, every country he went into, they rebuked him for speaking the word.
That's
what you're doing now will help a lot of people that's really turning the blind eye, that don't want to listen, don't want to hear what you're going on. But I just want to say one thing. The time is near. It is time for him to come back. Because all the material things, I mean, it's life outside of drag racing. You got a lot of drag racers that probably need this, that want to hear this. It ain't about just running out to a race, going steady to the function, make noise, jump off this phone, get on another line to go to using the vocal language and disrespecting everybody. I think that what you're doing right now should benefit this community if somebody out there listens that really needs the help. I mean, people don't understand when you open the floor up for a lot of sinners. A lot of people that really just know what's going on, a lot of people that's got a relationship with God.
Come on, Bobby.
And a lot of us that wake up, just because you wake up, you ain't got no relationship with God. You ain't got
Come
no relationship with God because you go out and buy your fine car, wearing fine clothes. That don't make you got a relationship with God. You gotta get a relationship with God and know how he operates. And know how he sent other people out to get your attention, because you might not be paying God attention. You might pay somebody else some attention that's bringing the word.
Come on, Bobby.
Probably trying to get your attention. But I just want to say that today, and I've been listening to you. So, I mean, keep doing what you're doing, and I catch it every now and then, because sometimes I be so busy I forget about it. But I'm on here today. I'm on here today.
Amen.
I just want to say thank you for being with us today. And I just thank you for the words, Brother Cole, that you just spoke. You just don't know how true those words are. People is afraid of the word of God. But once you get to know him, you won't have no fear of it anymore. But see, what people is afraid of, Brother Cole, that the word is going to show them up.
Mm-hmm.
Going to show their life up. But the word is to help you to change your life and become children of God. Now, I do this because I love it. I don't do this for no pay. I don't get no pay. I do this because I love Jesus. I love God. And doing his will satisfies me to the marrow of my bones. Glory be to God. And again, I say thank you. Thank you so much because your point was very valid and very good. Is there anyone else? Mm-hmm.
A.T.? Now that young man that just finished speaking, you know, if you pay attention sometimes you will hear me call his name. Because, you know, when you speak to people, you are being a man of God and you get a chance to talk to them. It don't take you long to realize that's a young man that was raised right, was raised in the knowledge of God. That young man got a lot of Bible in him. He got a lot of Bible in him. And we all have seen it come short of the glory according to Scripture, you know. That young man was in a truck here a few years back, and the truck wanted to go one way. That man took him out. But God gave him a presence of mind to jump out the truck. Now, you know, stuff like that, you see it on TV, but you don't think it's going to happen in real life, but God gave him. He ended up, I think he broke his leg or broke his ankle or something, but look at him now. He's here, and he's here to give God praises. I be looking for him sometime because I know he know the way. God is good.
I mean, I can truly say that he have chastised me so much in my life because of the things I was doing and the things I was going through and the type of person that I was. I have been through a lot of trials and tribulations and a lot of ups and downs. I mean, it's just like I got to give account for the things that I have done.
Amen.
But through it all, I mean, I know that it is a true God because I have been tried before. So, and going through life, I mean, it's a hard task. And some people don't understand it, and don't understand what that means. Is I mean, when he try to get your attention, you keep going around. That's like we always wake up every day and we make things that we do the right way, and we know it's the wrong way. I mean, it's like you keep trying to run away from God because all the devilish things you're trying to make it right when you know it's wrong.
Amen.
So you got
to. I know you're telling the truth.
And like I say, it's just, you know, I thank God for a lot of things that I do that happens in my life and just going through the trials and tribulations of, because we're living in some dark days right now.
Amen.
Yes, we are.
We're seeing a lot of devilish things going on. I mean, not only in my town, it's in your town and everybody else's town.
That's right.
I mean, it's everything is getting close to home because it's just all over.
That's right. That's right.
So you have to wake up and realize that what's going on around you, and God speaks of it in the Bible every day. If you read it every day, you'll see something different every day that's happening. Look at the trials and tribulations over there. They fighting a war over somebody over their own turf. Trying to take another man's turf. It's going on every day. They're trying to get... It's tough right now. It's tough.
That's right.
But
I tell you what, Brother Cole, I have to laugh when I say this because when I was younger and when I got in church, you know what, when you know God got a call on your life, you don't find no peace. I didn't even want to look at myself in the mirror. I didn't, and the word would scare me to death. Because look like every time I would go to church, the word was just hitting me. And I didn't know what to do because I had no one to talk to. But let me tell you, Brother Cole, tell you what God did for me. You see, I knew I had a call on my life since I was a little girl. I mean, a very little girl. I have dealt with God all those many years. But what God did for me, he put me in the Bible himself. And he taught me his word himself. He would make me read till my head felt like it would fall off my body. It would be hurting so bad. And wouldn't let me out. And I just kept reading. After I would read, and when he'd give me a break, and I'd be walking around, cleaning the house, or doing anything, and all of a sudden he would start talking in my head, like I'm talking to you right now. And he would explain that Bible to me. And when he finished explaining all that he was going to show me himself, put me in a church that confirmed everything that he said to me. He even at one point, I said, Lord, what are you? I used to ask him that every day. What do you want me to read today? And I would go read it. I asked him one day, he'd say, read the first chapter of Genesis. You know what I said? Now, God, you know everybody know the first chapter of Genesis. Why do you want me to read that? I went and got on the bus going to work. Going to work because I had about an hour's ride, right? And he put me in the spirit and set me in the middle of the Garden of Eden. Glory be to God. It was just, I'm literally looking at everything in the Garden of Eden. When I got off of that bus, brother, it was all I could do to hold myself down that I wouldn't go running. That's the kind of God that we say, glory be to. So you see why I holler and why I go on like I do. I got something to praise him for. Glory be to God.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's funny that you say that because, I mean, when I was going through what I was going through, when I started reading the Bible, I read certain chapters and different verses, and it was a slow understanding to me. But when you send me back to that particular thing, I mean, you read it again, you get a different understanding. So the understanding was coming to me more clear and clear and clearer. So when you got through reading it, then you got an understanding. But, you know, and I had a lot of different people that I can call and just talk to and talk about that situation. So I get a very much more understanding when a person like you talk and speak the way you speak. So I'm pretty much, I want to say I thank you for taking the time out to try to better some of these guys and learning the word. And if they pay attention and start hitting the one button and communicate more, I mean, it would be a much better stand for them to listen,
really
a podium for them to listen to. But, I mean, if you're sitting up here wasting your time, I mean, you're never wasting your time. But
no,
for somebody to receive it in the right way and use it in the right way,
right,
it's very much so helpful for them
right
to hit the one button to get an understanding. Because a closed mouth ain't going to never get fed, and you never understand what a person is saying.
That's right. That's right. When God gives you someone to help you, he means for you to use it. Not to just be there and never say anything. Because I know life for us every day of our life is not peaches and candy. It's not peaches and cream every day. We're going to go through something. And some people feel like, well, I'm going through worse events than the next person. You don't know what the next person is going
You don't know what the person is going through. You're right about
that. Glory be to God. But you know what? I've learned when I'm going through something, just praise God in and out. I don't care. I can be in the middle of the street. I start shouting. It don't bother me none. I don't care who look at me. I holler and call on Jesus in the middle of the street loud as I can. Because we can't afford to be ashamed of him. He's our keeper and he's our ticket to eternal life. Without him, we are nothing. And I wish other people, Brother Cole, would do as you did. And I tell you, you speak with great wisdom. Great knowledge, great understanding. But I wish some of the other people don't feel ashamed. You ain't even got to tell your name. But
well, I can say one thing. I can say one thing to anybody that's on the other side of this mic, is if you sit back and be ashamed, I mean, how are you going to feel when you approach God asking him for something if he sit back and be ashamed?
Come on, Bobby. Come on,
so
Bobby.
At one point in time or another, you got to understand. I mean, if you want to speak to him in private, he'll address you in private and bless you in private. But a closed
right.
mouth.
Yes, he will.
I mean, that's just like a sinner. I mean, God don't hear the voice of a sinner. I mean, you know right from wrong. Don't keep playing with his faith. So, I mean, if you're going to be quiet, I mean, you can't look for it. You never know when is your last time right now today. You don't know.
That's
because things is happening every day with trials and tribulations. People getting killed for no reason, driving out. Sitting in the house, cutting grass, going to the gas station. There's so much devious things is going on right now. I got a 90-year-old mama over there just sitting there. I mean, somebody with her sometimes, but not all the time somebody with her. And I thank God for her waking up every day and still in good health and strength.
That's right.
So, I mean,
that's
you
right.
never know what's going on, man, in somebody
else's
life.
A lot of us don't have a mother. You know what I'm saying? My mama died
mm-hmm.
when I was in
yes.
my 30s. And my daddy died, I think I was in my 40s. So it's a blessing. I tell anybody, you got a mother and father. Check it down. I appreciate them. But this generation today, they choose to treat their parent bad rather than treat the one that has suffered and raised you and given you and sent you to school and did all this the way they deserve to be treated. And I tell any child, come off your high horses because God is not going to bless you that way. And as far as being in this program, go ahead.
A lot of people going through a lot of trials and tribulations. As long as you hold this situation in, the more it hurt you. It won't hurt me. It won't hurt the good Lord. It won't hurt people around you. But if you got a problem, you need to speak to somebody. You need a counselor to speak to somebody, which is called a safety net. You need somebody to help you out your situation. And it is a lot of people on this phone that's going through a lot of things that need
Amen.
To talk to somebody. But if you keep a closed Amen. Mouth, it's going to only hurt you, not me.
Amen.
Hinder you.
Amen. That's the truth. You know, they feel like they feel like, Brother Cole, that they don't want to talk to certain people. And I know they don't know me. But I've been saved a long time. And believe it or not, I'm an ordained elder. Been in the Pentecostal church all my life. Moved here to Athens, Alabama. And there is no Pentecostal church. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in a Baptist church. But look at Jesus. That Baptist church acknowledged me as Elder Park.
Oh, yes.
So,
Baptist
it's
is going
to
accept you as you are.
Accept me as I am. See, a lot of people want to accept you then a woman because they feel like a woman don't know anything. But I don't care if it's a child. If God used that child to get that word, that child is going to give that word. Sunday, a little fella got up. He was about 6 years old in the church. He wanted to testify. And that baby got thanked the Lord for being here and broke down in tears. God uses a child. He saved a child. And here we're grown, know the word, and know better, but we choose not to follow.
Yeah.
But I say, go ahead.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get him out of the way. I'm so glad to hear Bobby. I call for him all the time. I just may not even realize just how happy I am to hear his voice. I've known this man for a long time. And you know how some people are just good nature people. We may not do like we're supposed to do when it comes to the word, but they're just good-hearted people. And what I'm getting at is that, see now, that joke over there, that Brother D over there that didn't want that'll sit on here and listen to you, listen to our Tuesday service, but won't hit the mic. See, they may hit the mic now, cause they hear Bobby over here. They'll take on the approach now that hey, I ain't got to be scared to go over there. Y'all just don't realize how happy I am to hear Bobby Cole voice on the service today. I promise you, only God knows just how happy I am right now. Because I know God has a way. God has a way.
They had a press service that was in the morning time. And when I heard about it, I got on it. It was something good because, I mean, a lot of guys was bringing the word and going out studying different things, and it was a good thing. But it didn't take but one thing to just mess that prayer circle up. But that was only the devil. Just constantly keep kicking in there, and only the devil going to let him in. Because if you got the people, you won't let that happen. You can't ruin something that's good and working for the Lord. You can't let nobody ruin that session that you had. We had that service every morning. And it was a whole lot of us from up north, down south. And I really liked it, the service. You know what I'm saying? But it got to where it was, it got detoured and put on the wrong, people got the wrong understanding about it. And see, and that's what the devil do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the devil do every time. He's going to always turn down something good and make it into something bad.
Amen. See, you got to trust God enough to stand up against Satan. Satan can't do nothing with the Spirit of God unless we let him. And God ain't going to let you. And I'm not going to knowingly let you. You know what I'm saying? But truly, Brother Cole, I just want to say, Brother Dog is the reason I'm on this program. I tell him all the time, he has great discernment of spirit. He really do. And he's going to be some awesome when God gets through with him. God is slowly working on him when God gets through with him. But he's the one asked me to do this program. He saw, but I didn't see. And you're a child of God. You're not going to turn it down. You're going to do what God wants you to do. And that's why I always remember to thank God for him, because he got everybody's back. Brother Dog is behind everybody. I believe that he knows. And that's a blessing. And at this time, we have Brother Twin, or Sister Twin, who didn't say with on. The floor is open.
Prayer Warriors, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I got a question, Prayer Warriors.
Uh-huh.
Back when I went to college, when I was doing my little time or whatever, I picked up a Bible. Well, I was given a Bible. And in my Bible, it has Bible verses in it that tells you pretty much whatever how you feeling, it gives you the verse, and then you go back and read the verse. Now, I don't attend church as much as I should. Is that considered praying to the Lord?
Just by you attending church?
No, just by going back and reading the Bible verses of how I'm feeling or what I'm going through that day, is that considered praying to the Lord?
No, but that's a good thing to do. I've seen those books before, and it helps you. But to pray to God, you got to open your mouth, or you don't even have to open your mouth, but you got to speak to him in your mind. You actually have got to talk to God yourself and get a relationship with him. Talk to the Lord. He hears you. Don't rely on the book to speak for you. The book can only teach you. But when it comes down to praying to God, if you just open your mouth, and if you say, I don't know how to pray, Jesus gave his disciple a prayer, Our Father who art in heaven. And if you read that prayer, you would find it covers absolutely everything that we could have said. Did that help you at all?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Just open your mouth. God hears you. You'd be surprised. He don't care about a pretty prayer. He just wants you to come to him. If everybody with a pretty prayer is not a child of God. Some of them is, but some not. Some just like to hear themselves. God don't care anything about that. He just wants you to come as you are and speak as you are. He hears you. But you can't continue to read your book. I think that's a good thing. But when it comes down to God, do it yourself. Don't expect that book to do it for you. Did that help you at all?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. You know, truly, I thank God for each and every one that came on, not afraid to open their mouth and ask questions. You know, don't be ashamed of who you are or where you came from. Don't be ashamed for your brothers or sisters to hear you call on the name of Jesus. And a lot of our predicament, as Brother Cole so elegantly put it, God would solve them if we would just open our mouth and speak what God wants us to do. That's why he put us here. That's why he put people in that word. He makes them teachers. He makes them preachers. He makes them apostles and different things, deacons even, to help his people. And if there are no other hands, I just want to thank each and every one that came out tonight. Truly, I thank God for you, Brother Quinn, Brother Cole. Certainly hope to hear from you again, Brother D, each and every one of you that came out tonight for the testimony, for your questions, for your faith in God. I truly thank God for that. So at this time, we're going to ask, Brother Cole, are you still with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. Well, we're going to do, Brother Cole, we're going to ask you if you would give us a closing prayer. And I do have a couple of people. They like to stay on my prayer list. And I would appreciate if you would remember them doing your prayer, Brother and Sister Fan, Sister Emily, Sister Jane and her family, and we have Brother Tatum. His son died, I think it's been about a couple of months now, and he's still trying to deal with it. And, you know, we can tell him that he's got to get to that point that he find that peace in God and know that God makes no mistakes. And, you know, that don't mean he's going to stop loving his son or forget his son. So definitely pray for those that are ones that ask me to always keep them on the prayer list. And I appreciate that. I work B every week so hard. And I thank God for Debo. He always with AT and always got my back. So if you would pray for me and pray for those people. Did I give you too many names to remember? Or just, you know, just the names that I called. That would be good enough. God knows who it is. If you hear that.
We know. He might be in bed. One thing we know that if your name is not called, I like to tell all my people that's listening to me, charge it to my head, not my heart. See, because God knows my heart. So if I didn't call your name, just know that your name was already called. If I didn't call it verbally, your name has already been called because God already knows it. He knows my heart. He knows my intentions was good. So let's not take it as a negative and think, amen.
That's good. I'm on the phone. I'm doing some work.
Yeah. He figured he was busy.
So even if you don't remember the name, God heard the names, and I'm just gonna leave you to pray.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Okay, it's in your hand, Brother Bobby, it's in your hand, Brother Cole.
No.
He'll work to you.
No, I'm not.
Probably.
No, yeah. Oh, okay. Do that for me, D. I can't. I'm busy right now.
Okay. That's what
I kind of figured.
I'm on
this, brother. Yeah. I think he at work right now. Yes.
Go ahead and
pray, people. We want to ask each and every one that's listening to the service today, if you will bow your heads, give God your heart, and give God your ear. And I ask you to pray along with us as we pray, because there's true the power in prayer. We like to see our family that prays together, stays together, and we are truly a family. Let's have a little talk with the Lord. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you. We want to thank you, Father, for what you've already done in our lives, knowing, Lord, that each and every day you just continue to bless us over and over and over again. And we just say yes to your word, Father, yes to your way. With it, you continue to bless, continue to keep us, Lord. Keep us in perfect peace. For you said in your word, Father, if my peoples who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Thank you, Jesus. And pray. So you would hear from heaven and you would heal the land. So we're asking you to heal the land right now. The land is in a terrible way. We find that father against sons and mother against daughters, mother-in-laws against mother-in-laws against daughter-in-laws. And it's just what the word said. We find that the word is being fulfilled each and every day of our lives. But we just know that you are a God hearing God, a prayer hearing God, a healer, a way maker, a way out of no way, Lord. And we just trusted and believing in your word. We're holding on to your unchanging hand. Father, we have some names that we want to lift up tonight. Yes, if we don't call the name, Lord, we know that thou know it. Lord, as you just continue to bless them, Lord. Sister Emily, Father, we ask you continue to bless her, continue to keep her. We was blessed last week to hear that she had found her church home, one that she could put some roots in. And we just said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing her to be able to find her way. Father, we ask that you continue, as always, to bless my brother and my sister, Sister Fan and Brother Fan. We ask you just continue to keep them in your prayer. In your loving arms, Father, Lord, that you continue to hold them, continue to gather them, Lord Jesus. We know that they are a God-fearing family. We know they are praying.
Yes.
We ask that you just bless them in the house. Bless them above and beyond. We ask that you would open up the floodgates of heaven, that you would pour out blessing. They won't even have room to receive. Say yes to your word, Lord. Brother Tatum, Father, we know. We know that you are a way maker, Lord. We know that you're a mind regulator. We know that you take the utmost of pain and you're taking it away from us. Father, we ask that you continue to look upon our brother, continue to touch him. We find that sometimes we go through life and we lose a loved one, and it just be so hard on us. But, Lord, we know we are trusting and believing that you will make everything all right. Touch him right now. Let him know that you don't take anything away from him at the wrong time. Let him know that everything that you do is on time. Let him know, Father, that you make no mistakes. It hurts now, but pain and suffering will be over soon and very soon. Touch his heart, touch his mind, Father, touch his soul. Let him know, Father, all he got to do is continue to look up to the hills from which cometh our help. For you said in your word, all my help comes from the Lord. And we just thank you right now, Father. We just thank you.
Thank you,
we ask that you continue, as always, continue to bless Brother Dog. Continue to give him strength to keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on, Lord. Keep on keeping on, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Father, because we know that you loved us more. You loved us so much, Father, that you hung, bled, and died on a place called Calvary, that we may have a right to the tree of life. And we just said, thank you, Lord. We just said, thank you, Lord. I was privileged today to hear my cousin when he said he was thinking of a song. Lord, he said, thank you, thank you, thank you. thank you. And we truly thank you, Lord Jesus, right now. In the name of Jesus, we say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, touch in a mighty way. Bless those that are sick, Lord, those that can't do for themselves, those that feel like they're at the bottom of the barrel and don't know which way to go. Let them know, Father, they may be dwelling in life's basement now, but they can look up to the hills for which cometh their help, that you're standing right there. You didn't leave them. We walked away and left you. Let them know that all they got to do, like my brother said, just do a 180 and turn from their wicked ways, and you are right there to accept them in. And then once you accept the Lord, let them know that you will throw their sin in the trash can of memory to be mentioned no more. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for Marty giving us such a beautiful, gracious word today. We pray that it would touch the hearts of man that was listening, and we pray it would touch their hearts, touch their souls. If I didn't receive anything else out the word today, I want the world to know that what she says, that the Bible is eligible for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, Lord. Let your word correct me. Let your word, Father, doctor on me. Let your word, Lord, reprove me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We want to thank you, Father, for blessing our brothers to hit the one today. Brother Bobby Cole to come in and fellowship with us. We said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen.
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 We thank God for that prayer.
Thank you.
So beautifully prayed by Brother D. He always, no matter what, when you call on him, he's ready, he's willing, he's able, and I thank God for that. And I just want to make the announcement. Be with us again on next Wednesday night. Same time, same channel. God always has a word for you. On a time for reflection. Be with us again next week. And also, I choose to thank Brother D and his gospel hour. Same time, same channel. Be with us next week. Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Truly, we thank you. And as always, God has a word for you. And at this time, I'm going to turn the service into the hands of Brother Dahl.
Amen. Lord, my Lord. You know, Wednesday night till he be at the track he's working. Brother Dog, for some reason, Brother Dog think he's 20.
I want you to know, Lord, we got 10
Jesus.
I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me when I say? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on. Church this evening.
Hey, Brother D, I didn't hear Sister Mary tell me she had clothes. She had telling over to me. That's what I did. Like I said, I'm over here was in that noise, and I didn't hear it, though. I appreciate you for jumping in there and straightening it out, though. But Sister Mary, you done knocked the door down today now. You done knocked the door down today, whether you know it or not. With Bobby Cole coming on there preaching, you done knocked the door down there. Yes. You just don't realize how big that was, Sister Mary.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
But,
God,
we appreciate Twin for coming
for
on. We appreciate Twin for coming on and everything. And so you showed up today, man. We appreciate you. Sister Lemon and Sister Jean and all them, everybody's on here, but, you know, we just appreciate you. And with that being said, Sister Mary, we appreciate it. And you can go ahead and do what you do then. You can go ahead and get out of here. We're going to get ready to close this thing on out.
Amen.
Of
course, we can pass to you, Brother Powell. Y'all have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Sister Mary. Appreciate it. All right. All right. Sister Marion has departed the building. Brother B, I'm closing you up. I'm going to close you up. All right, guys. If y'all got anything out there, we'll turn your mic over. If anybody got something, we can do something. If you don't, I go ahead and close this thing out and do some live feed. You know, I got some live feed coming up. We got Ghostbusters in the house tonight and Fentanyl in the house tonight. So, you know what I mean? If Fentanyl in there keep testing, they must ain't satisfied with they seen, y'all. So somebody come in and talk to me right quick. Danny Boy said I closed the show out too quick. So I'm telling y'all to go ahead and hit the one button. Oh, man, I got some bad news, man. That damn TikTok. They tell me TikTok going to beat the doggone doo-doo out of Juice. Oh, man. I didn't know that. They said TikTok going to beat Juice to death. Joker said they've been everything they can on TikTok. So I don't know. Well, I've asked. Anybody want to come on? I ain't closed it out yet. I ain't closed it out. Anybody want to come on? Hello, hello. Hit the one button. Hit the one button. Twin, Body Cold, Wheelchair, y'all mic open. Anybody said, man, I don't know if there's a kid on here today or not. I ain't got time to look. All right, y'all had a good sermon today. Body Cold came on and spoke well. Hey. Brother D, did I give him enough time, Brother D, for me to hit the one button? Brother D, let me know, did I give him enough time?
Yeah, you gave him plenty enough time,
Hold on a minute. 601-9397, who is that? 601-9397, who is that?
What a dude, dog.
Matt, I know it, Juice. I be wanting to say your name so the audience can know. I know who he is. What you want, Juice, man?
Waiting on somebody to start some shit, dog. I look like they want to start it.
No, I don't want to start it, and I hope they don't come on today because I need to get out of here. I hope they don't come on, but if they do, I will stay on. Now, whether you know it or not, Brother D, next week, Juice and TikTok locked out. Now, they're supposed to be two bad boys now. You know, I love Juice because I believe I want Juice to beat up on Ryan. Yes. But now, doggone it, they tell me TikTok going to beat the shit out of Juice. So, what's it?
You know,
sir, he beat the shit out of Juice.
What Juice said
about
that,
though? I don't know. But I got some of the reliable folks that's out here tonight said that TikTok going to beat the shit out of Juice. I said, dang. Only time will tell, though. We'll see.
Yeah, time
definitely going to tell. Yeah. Well, if nobody hit the one button, but like I said, it was a hell of a sermon today, y'all. And if you didn't get that out of it, that's on you. So it is what it is. And that being said, if ain't nobody going to do nothing, we can go ahead and get out of here so I can bring y'all this action. If old Tony Bynum had his night off in the pocket changer, I'm scared to go there to him because he told me he was going to beat me up, so I'm scared to go say anything to him. Tony Bynum out there with pocket change, too.
Oh, there ain't security with you, though.
Yeah, anyway.
I got security with me. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to use security because security might put my ass in jail. I ain't trying to go to jail. But anyway, all right, Brother D, we'll holler at y'all later. I'm going to go ahead and close it out. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all.
All right. Well, okay. All right.